Bernard, Dukes, and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is good to have you listening on a Friday. I have more confidence than ever, Mike Bell, about this game on Sunday. Now, look, it's not in my nature to count the chickens before they've hatched. But with that said, we've had independent reports on this radio station from two credible sources in Dallas that have said the exact same thing in different ways. Here's what they said. The Cowboys are not a good football team. They're struggling in many areas right now. They're very limited on offense. They've got a bunch of injuries, including their star on defense, who will miss this game, in Micah Parsons. Mike, they are battling a lot, and it's making me believe that we're going to handle business on Sunday.
So why didn't you pick them?
I'm sorry?
So why didn't you bet them?
Excuse me?
You had a chance to put your money where your mouth is. I bet the over, and I took the Falcons minus -3. But you, sir, chose to sit this one out.
I did. I don't want to bet them and jinx this thing.
Okay? Well, you know what? Speaking for all Falcon fans, we appreciate Nostradamus sitting this one out. And by the way,
there's no way Jaren Hall can come in here and beat the Falcons on Sunday.
Guy hit me up. Cue up. Find the old Michael Buffer in the computer, because a guy hit us up on the text line saying, I've heard you mention this Nostradamus. And again, we always assume everybody knows that they've been with us since 2014. But back in the day, we started 5-0-15 under Dan Quinn, and that's when Carl said he was starting to look ahead, and then the wheels came off, and we had a 5-game losing streak.
And now, another misguided prediction from Nostradamus.
That's so, our buddy Michael Buffer.
We got him to do that for us in Vegas. So that's when you hear us say Nostradamus. We're talking about Carl making a bold pronouncement, which may blow up in our face. And by the way, Carl is not hired a band to play background for him. He's at State Farm Arena because he'll be on TV tonight.
Oh, Mike, this is the illusion. Why are you blowing
it? You'll see during pre, mid-game, and post on what is now FanDuel Sports. So check that out tonight as the Hawks are in action at State Farm. I just want to explain that to the listeners who are going, oh, I like the vibe.
Yeah, they're actually rehearsing the national anthem here in the arena. Look, let's talk about the Falcons.
And by the way, I want you to know that back here in the studio, Chris and Orrin are standing at attention.
As they should.
As well you should.
Stand up and remove your hats.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the Falcons here, for real. So this is something we just want to say now before we come back on a Falcon Monday and we're talking about another dub. That's what I believe. And then we get to Tuesday morning and everybody's worried about the other thing. We all have anxiety. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be worried about the trade deadline, okay? I'm going to be worried about what we're doing to improve. So I just want to say this now because I think there'll be a lot going on between now and Tuesday, and then we'll roll in, and the Falcons won't do anything. And I'm going to tell you right now, for the first time in a very long time, I'm going to be disappointed. Guys, we are in first place in the NFC South. We are going to the playoffs if things continue to roll in this division. You win your division, you go. And to not improve or attempt to not improve by adding pass rush, Mike, I said it earlier and I'll say it again for those who are just joining us. I'm going to feel a little bit cheated. If you told me in years past, hey, they're not making any moves because the team's not going anywhere. Okay, I can buy that. I can't buy that now. Mike, I can't buy that. If you're going to be in this thing, let's be in it and make another move to get some pass rush help. Mike and I have laid this out. 9 NFL players right now, individuals have more sacks than we do as a team. That's our issue.
Well, guys, we've talked about it. You know, there's a 3-year window. Look, if Cousins continues to play at this level, I mean, we're going to have some interesting decisions in about 2 or 3 years from now. We'll find out. But Kirk Cousins, if he continues to play where we're at right now, reminds you of the 16 offense. And obviously, that was one for the record books with Shanahan. But we're scoring a ton of points. We've got all these weapons. All the draft picks now are paying dividends. But our pass rush is still non-existent. And I know our secondary has been ball hawking and we're bend don't break and all that. But against elite quarterbacks, they will pick us apart. We've got to get edge rush. We've talked about a number of players, and it looks like the Browns, by the way, for what it's worth, if you want to go get one of their edge rush guys, you know, again, Carl, I still don't believe that Miles. Well, there's been some stuff today that said Miles Garrett might be in play. I still can't believe that because first off, the cap hit for the Browns is insane. They would have like a $300 million cap hit between that and Deshaun the next couple of years. So Za'Darius Smith, the reported ask is a fourth round pick. The Falcons do have a fourth round pick. And if you want to throw in a sweetener, hell yeah, have a sixth rounder from next year, whatever it takes. I say you got to go get this guy. He's got 5 sacks. That makes him the best defensive player on this team, not named Jesse Bates.
I agree. Guys, I don't know if the phones are blowing up there at Flowery Branch, but they should be. Because they should be talking to everybody in the league who is interested in potentially moving one of these edge rushers to truly help us out. Now, with that said, you know I've challenged Matthew Judon this week. I said, step up. Last night, I'm watching the Jets. Horrible first half. But I'm watching a guy wearing number 7. And I said, is that Hassan Reddick almost wrapping the quarterback up and looking like he's making plays? And he's fresh off of getting out of the car and off the couch? Like, what are we doing here, Mike?
I mean,
Judon's got to be better, man. So that is something I want to see this week. And this is a prime opportunity for him to do it against his Cowboy offensive line.
Well, we did ask Coach about it. And a couple of guys brought it up on the text line and said, I'm getting sick and tired of Coach speak. Well, look, all they're saying is that Jimmy Lake kind of said some more of the stuff this week about they're close and this and that. But fans want to see the tangible results, which is quarterback on the ground, okay, sacks. So where you're at right now, where's Ebikadi? Are we going to blitz more? I mean, do we feel that, you know, we'll keep everything in front of us, don't let CeeDee Lamb get over the top, and just it'll be more of, I mean, Dak might throw for 350 yards if we can't blitz him, Carl. It's just
You're
a matter
right.
of how much
You're
Ben
right.
don't break.
No, that, listen, that part is absolutely true, which is the part that keeps them in the game and the part that makes us really nervous at the end if it plays out that way. Let me hear from Raheem Morris talking about the lack of pass rush and how it puts pressure on the secondary.
I don't think you look at it that way. You know, somewhat it provides a little bit of opportunity for him. You know, we haven't seen AJ get 2 picks in a very long time, if ever. And right now he's at the ability to get 2 picks. Jesse Bates is making plays all over the place. So those guys have played extremely well in different areas, different times of the game, especially timely last week and getting the ball back for us. So, like, I wouldn't necessarily call it pressure. I just call it what the business entails. You know, like, you got to do whatever you got to do to win that football game. And that's what those guys have been doing. I'm very proud of them.
By the way, and I need to add this as a caveat to our conversation about the phones burning up and making calls. If you go get somebody, and I can hear Falcon fans right now, well, Dukes, what if it doesn't work? Then it doesn't work.
Right. I mean, guys, we're a team which is on the cusp of the – I mean, look, we're playing – the other thing is, I think there's still some knuckleheads out there going, yeah, I believe it when you beat the Cowboys. Okay. I mean, because the Cowboys are so big and scary. Okay, you got a star on the helmet. Ooh! Carl just laid it out. I mean, they got issues. But and Micah Parsons, by the way, it is official. It came out about 45 minutes ago. It's official.
That's
Micah
good.
Parsons is out, Sports
That's
Illustrated
good.
Reporting.
Well, and here's the deal with Parsons. Whether you think he's half of himself or not, he is a guy you have to account for. Now we don't. That's good news, especially with our offensive line being a little banged up. Hey, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's Friday, guys. It's happy hour now and every Monday through Friday from 3 until 6 at our friends Buffalo Wild Wings. Here is Bijan Robinson, and you'll hear from our quarterback and the quarterback report coming up in less than 7 minutes. Stay right there as Kirk Cousins sits down with Dave Archer. But Bijan, Mike, talking about this backfield tandem. What was the name you gave him earlier? What were we talking about?
Well, they were looking for a nickname, you know, like Butch Cassidy and Sundance. That was Zonka and Jim Kick. Of course, you know, you had Thunder and Lightning with the Giants back in the day. But now I said Tango and Cash because for those who don't remember the Stallone-Kurt Russell vehicle from the late 80s, you've got two cops with their own styles. Bijan obviously can dance. Of course, he can run through guys too. But Algier's the guy for pay dirt in the red zone. So I said Tango and Cash.
I like that, believe it or not. Now, we'll see what happens as far as we get down the road and names start to stick these nicknames. But Bijan was talking about this tandem with him and Algier.
Right.
Me and Ty feel great right now, man, which is great. Like that's the one thing about having a tandem is, like, you know, you're taking obviously less hits off your body. And, you know, obviously there's some games where, you know, the workload has to go up because of the situation that we're in. And, you know, that's just something that you just don't control. You just – whatever opportunity you have to make the most of it. But, you know, with me and Tyler, like, we're always, you know, trying to get as fresh as we can. And that tandem that we do have definitely helps our bodies and how we go into the next game.
Bijan looks really good.
Dude, seeing him at field level, I mean, I sit up at 342, so it's kind of nice to be, like, just a few feet away. The dude, as we know, is just so elusive. And even, like, when it's not a big play, he's still only, like, a shoestring tackle, you know, yeah. or somebody getting hands on from a break. And almost every time he touches the ball, you feel like he can take it to the house.
So he was asked about how he feels physically right now and heading into the middle part of the season where he's at.
You know, we all execute, and I think for me, like, I'm starting to just, you know, grow my confidence from week to week. And, you know, I think it's all starting, like, what I'm doing, like, in the film room with Coach and even with Ty, like, just what we're all seeing and looking at. And I'm starting to, like, really pick up on just a lot of different things when it comes to the run game, the pass game, the pass protection. And I'm trying to do it as consistent as possible. But, yeah, for me, it's more so, like, just my confidence is really growing as I go out there. And, you know, I'm going out there just loose and free. To just, like, play the best game possible, but
loose and free. Right. When you play that way, you're dangerous. When you're tight and you're thinking and you're overthinking, you usually don't play well.
Right. And last year, you know, Arthur Smith kind of inferred that maybe they had thrown too much of the playbook out and whatever. That's ancient history. He looks like a Pro Bowler, like one of the top players in the league. As far as injuries for the Falcons, Troy Anderson's out with a knee. Questionable, I should say. Not out, but questionable. Chris Lindstrom is also questionable. He could have come back in the game against the Bucs, but they kept him out. Drew Dahlman is also questionable. He got back to practicing, Carl, but Ryan Neuzel's done a really nice job. Hinton did a nice job coming in for Lindstrom. So not sure if those guys get hurt, if these guys can go back in, but that's where they're at, listed as questionable.